How do neighbors beat buzz time? Randy Block with Cattle Facts with us again today. We're back with Randy in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences, solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, cattle producers, the Apache auction market's got a special replacement female sale coming up Saturday, November 1st. They'll start at 11 a.m., featuring some top-notch animals from the Knott Ranch, Hutchinson Ranch, Don Morgan Ranch, the Glott Ranch, all coming up Saturday, November 1st. About 700 head all told of quality cows and first calf heifers will be offered. For more information, contact Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998 or Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. One of the featured speakers at this year's Texas Cattle Feeders Association annual convention was Randy Block with Cattle Facts. He believes that herd rebuilding is already underway. He says the January 1st, 2015 cattle inventory report will reflect
up about 300,000 head on January 1. We think up another 750,000 head a year from now if the current trend continues.
So that's putting a million head back into the herd, in other words.
Putting a million head back in the herd by January 1 of 2016. So all systems are go right now. This is what we've needed. If we're going to support our feeding and packing infrastructure in this country, keep beef in the center of the plate, we have to respond to this economic signal as an industry now.
What does that mean then for prices with that many females being held out of the market chain over the next 12 to 18 months in?
Well, the market's pricing that now. You know, we've seen lean beef prices, 90% lean beef prices go from under $2 a pound a year ago at this time to $3 a pound now. It's just been phenomenal. It's the market's job is to anticipate these things in advance of when we get there, and that's what it's in the process of doing. So we're pricing the expansion, these tighter supplies over the next 6 to 12 months. The market's pricing most of that in now. We're going to have a very good market here for a period of time, but what we've just come through with record prices, we also had record profits. That won't be the case for margin operators as we move into 2015, because now the market is as priced that into the replacement cattle cost for feeder cattle and calves. So cow-calf producers will be in great shape, but margin operators, it's going to get pretty thin.
And the amount of capital that it takes today, it's just extraordinary.
It's unbelievable. I went through those numbers last night. Just in the last 4 years, it's an 89% increase in the amount of capital required to operate in this business environment. So stands to reason, you know, you sit back and think about it. It wasn't very long ago we were selling fat cattle or fed cattle at $1 to $1.10. We're talking about $1.65 to $1.70 fed cattle now. So it's gone up tremendously, and of course, feeder cattle prices moving the way they have. It's been pretty unprecedented, and I'm just so glad to see some profitability in the livestock segment. And you know, we're focusing this discussion on cattle, but we need to look at the other proteins. We've got the same thing going on in pork. We have in poultry, dairy. All of the livestock segments are enjoying a time of record profits. And again, a lot of that was driven by corn prices going from $8 back to this $3 to $4 area now that has been, you know, that's been a big game changer in here with the record crop that we're putting into bins as we speak.
You mentioned profitability. Most certainly, as you speak to these cattle feeders, you're talking to a group that has finally found some profitability after a lot of red ink.
Oh, you know, you think about the previous 2 years, it was pretty devastating, the amount of red ink that we'd piled up. And then we catch one like this, you know, everybody needed it. It had been, the well was about dry, and we were able to make some real good money. But we have to be real careful from this point forward. You know, this market has had a big move. We're now buying break-evens on top of 170 for fed cattle. And we just need to be real business-like from this point forward. And make sure that we don't bet thy whole wad in a time period when we've seen a market go from 130 to 170 in 12 months' time.
Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts Organization, Randy Block, talking with us today. We had a chance to catch up with him during the annual meeting of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association earlier this week in Oklahoma City. We're now in Louisville at the 2014 National FFA Convention. From Louisville, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.